Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov. Quick raise of hands. How many people in the room are Bechor, firstborn? Raise your hand. By a raise of hands, how many of you are from the Shevet of Levi, the tribe of Levi? Raise your hands. It's got to be a little awkward over here, because in this week's parasha, in today's Aliyah, in the fourth Aliyah, remember that big group that 2 seconds ago raised their hand because you were the Bechors? You guys were just replaced by like the 4 or 5 scattered hands of the Levim. I mean, God says as follows. He says, very simply, behold, I have taken the Levites mitoch b'nei Yisrael, from amongst the Jewish people, tachat kol b'chor petarecha b'nei Yisrael, instead, in place of all the b'chors, all the firstborns. So you might recall the end of Parshat Bo, on the way out of Mitzrayim, kadesh li kol b'chor. God says, sanctify all the firstborns. And today, you've all been replaced. And one of my most memorable books that I always think about when we talk about Levi'im is a book by a 19th century German Jewish philosopher named Franz Rosenzweig. And Rosenzweig is bothered by 2 questions. Question number 1 is, well, all you firstborns out there, how do you feel when you were replaced? I mean, was it difficult? I mean, you kind of were assuming this was your job for life. A couple weeks a year, you go to the Mikdash. That was taken away from you. How'd that make you feel? Question 1. Question 2, he says, is what were the implications of the change? What was the reason God originally said, let's take firstborn? And then, why'd God change it? And how did that change and affect all of B'nai Yisrael? Or was it just like, you know, whatever, a new person takes the job, you know, it doesn't matter who the person is. But maybe it does. Rosenzweig develops the following idea. He says, listen, I have no indication as to how the Bechors reacted, right? I have midrashim that the firstborns of the Egyptians had civil war, and they went crazy when they were told they were about to be killed. I have no such sources that I know of that tell me how the firstborns reacted. But says Rosenzweig, I know exactly what the implications were. And they weren't so good. And he develops the following idea. I want you to imagine that every single family in Am Yisrael had a Levi. They had a Bechor. They had someone who every year would get on a boat, would get on a camel, would get on a horse, whatever the case may be, and would go to the Beit HaMikdash and serve for 2 weeks. And then they'd come home and they'd tell everybody, hey, I met the Kohen Gadol. Wow, you're not going to believe what they did in the Beit HaMikdash, what it looks like. They just cleaned and redid part of the western flank. And everyone that wanted to bring a karban, I mean, you just send it with your son when he goes once a year. The connection between the Beit HaMikdash and every single family in Am Yisrael was the original intent of the Bechor. You were supposed to be that connection, connecting families with the holiest place on earth. And all that was broken. And all that was replaced. And says Rosenzweig, the Levi'im, I understand why Levi was gotten it. Apparently we needed a group that could pass down and could really be in charge of it without spreading out the responsibility. Right? We need one group to take care of the Mikdash. But the implications on every family in Am Yisrael were devastating. I was assumed that if Rosenzweig was here now, he would look around the room and he would say, guys, you are the Levi'im to your families when you go home in the next few weeks or the next few months. You all are the Bechor. Because you've all been here in Israel. You've been here in Yeshiva. You've been here in Makom Kadosh, Makom of Torah. When you go home, you're the Levi going home. You're doing what the Bechor originally should have done. You're taking a little bit of what you experienced and you're hopefully sharing it with all those around you. And that's your goal. Step up and be a Levi for your family. And I'll go one step further, especially in the difficult situation that this country finds themselves in. I'm certain that all of your family, your parents, and your siblings are watching the news and are keeping an eye on what's going on here in Yerushalayim and here in Eretz Yisrael. But I'm even more certain that they're watching it more closely now because you're here. And when they hear about sirens and rockets, they check to see if anything's in Yerushalayim and to make sure that you're in Yerushalayim. And when they talk to you on the phone and they ask you, this is your opportunity to be that Levi, to say, hi, let me share with you what we're experiencing here in Yerushalayim. Let me bring some of it home. So just like I hope that you will embrace the inner Levi in all of you and bring yeshiva and Torah and God to your family and your house, please also remember, you are the Levi talking about Eretz Yisrael and Medinat Yisrael when you speak to your parents, hopefully, and your siblings later today and later this week. Embrace the Levi within you. Good day.